Copperstone Foods, Dawson Public Power is involved with this, kind of the Eustis economy. Tell us about it. How'd it work out?
Well, Dawson Public Power is involved in that, their economic development group. A gentleman by the name of Dave Bailey worked with us to help procure some of the funding for this project through the USDA. This was COVID money, goes back a couple years. Them, along with the Nebraska Enterprise Fund, there were, you know, some percentage of funds that were available for food security, is I guess the way they put that. We had this building in Eustis. It's a building that the Village Pie Maker had been in, and then they packed up and went to Omaha, so we needed to figure out something to do. So we hooked up with another group that out of Bozeman, Montana. It's a group called Saddle Peak Steak and Bacon, and it is a beef bacon product. When we bought into that, my thought immediately went to the halal and to the kosher markets. And as we started exploring the markets for that, come to find out the halal was certainly the most underserved of any of those two markets. And we were able to make connections through a gentleman that I knew in Colorado with a group in Chicago called Crescent Foods. They are one of the largest halal distributors in the country and have been there for over 27 years. So they certainly have a track record. And I didn't realize how hard it was going to be to find someone in the United States of America to make halal bacon, beef bacon, but it was freaking impossible. We looked from north to south and east to west, and came up empty. So we finally decided, well, if we're going to do this, I guess we'll do it ourselves. So that's when Dawson Public Power stepped in, along with Dave Bailey, as I said, and we got started down this road on the food security thing. And now we're building, adding on to the plant, adding some refrigeration and some freezer space so we can handle the production. And we're fixed to be making beef bacon by probably around June 1 to June 15 of 24.
So right now, some of this adding on renovation construction work's going on right now?
Yeah, it's supposed to start tomorrow. It's supposed to start on Tuesday. I'm not sure when this will air, but on Tuesday. So probably today. Yeah, everything is pretty much on track. Equipment's all ordered. Additional construction materials for the building are ordered, and most of them are here. So yeah, we're sitting in pretty good shape. We have one piece of equipment that will come out of Germany. It's a slicer. That probably won't be here until around May 1, so it'll be, sure enough, the middle of the third week of May before it actually arrives on site.
Plan to produce up to 30,000 pounds of beef bacon daily and hire 18 full-time employees.
Right, and we're not actually going to be at capacity at that. We have additional room in the plant itself to add another smoker and another packaging line. If things go well, we will be able to bump that up to pretty close to 40,000 pounds of production per day by adding one more smoker and another packaging line, which would be a roll stock packaging machine along with a slicer.
You just got your hands in a lot of things still in these days, don't you?
I just don't know what I want to be when I grow up, Barney. I don't know if I want to be a bus driver or if I want to be, you know, a beef bacon guy or just I'm pretty much just lazy. That I know. If I can find somebody else to do it for me, that's what I'm in for right there.
But you and your family have always been in the beef war when it comes to beef, and you're right there in the thick of things, aren't you?
Well, we were excited about the beef bacon thing. The group that we partner with in Montana has an excellent product, and I mean it is very, very good. I'd had beef bacon before, and it was like, yeah, take it or leave it. But in the kosher and halal world, obviously Muslims and Jews cannot eat pork, so they kind of get what they get. If you're going to get bacon, it's going to be good, bad, or indifferent. That if you want it, you're going to get what's out there. I truly do believe this is the best beef bacon product that I have come across. They have done a really nice job putting the process together, and we're excited to have that product. And the interesting thing is, is, I mean, yes, it will be halal certified, but, I mean, Crescent and other distributors will distribute it across the whole spectrum of the grocery chain, the retail chain, and the e-platform chain. Just because it is halal does not mean it's not going to be available to everybody else. It's unique in that it is a lower sodium product. We can't call it low sodium, but it is a lower sodium. It has about 270 milligrams per serving of salt. Most pork bacons will start at 350 and run well through 500. So, and on top of that, it is all natural. We use beet juice. We use chard, cherry juice as the preservatives in there. So it's 100% natural, and it is just an exceptionally good product. I'm very, very happy for it and excited to get it to, you know, I don't use the word awesome or excited very often, but I am kind of excited about this. I truly am.
And, of course, 18 full-time jobs, which is great, too.
Right. Yeah, that's we'll see kind of how that turns out. Mm-hmm. I think that's about where we're going to be. We did purchase all state-of-the-art equipment as robotic as we could get it, because I'm not going to lie to you, finding help is always an issue. You know that as well as anybody does, something everybody battles. But interestingly enough, this news release just came out on Monday, and my frickin' email box is lit up this morning. It has been crazy. So, you know, we're hopeful that we'll be able to put some people to work locally. We're going to need everything from production workers to management, to quality, USDA certification, and as far as quality and guidelines are concerned. So it's going to be a full spectrum. And as I said, it's going to be very mechanized. It's going to be very automated to everything we possibly can. So they're still going to be, you know, still going to be lugging some stuff around. I mean, you're talking meat and you're talking boxes. But so, yeah, we're hopeful to put a little shot in the arm there as far as economic development and growth is concerned for the Eustis community, Rich.